Welcome back to Kyan and Jade.
What a great week. I don't really remember much that's happened, but sure, there was something great.
It's great because it's not the 8th.
Hell yeah.
Something that has been really big recently because of the new Beatles song is AI and music. I know it's been around for a while now, but it's made its resurgence to the main media again.
Yeah. And this Beatles song was a big deal. It was on the news and everything. That's how I found out about it, like an old person watching the news.
Yeah, because like, who the fuck, more than half the Beatles are dead. How are they gonna release a song?
Yeah. Can you imagine all the old people not understanding AI and being like, wait, this doesn't add up.
They're like, oh my God, he's actually alive, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they're like, I knew it.
AI Michael Jackson. Wait.
That'd be kind of cool. But you'd have to make a very Michael Jackson song. Because imagine him just on something normal, like Stay.
So I wanted to talk about that today. A certain artist that has really leaned into this, really leaned into the full thing, is Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a lot of things going on in the music industry where they're like copyright and how do you even governance? There's so much unknown.
Yeah.
And I feel like it makes sense with Grimes because that's kind of her concept. She's always been really into like the digital realm and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, very futuristic-y vibes.
Yeah, so she's actually the first recording artist to create a AI bot where you can literally go on a website, you put in your details, you can record, like you can sing and her voice comes back and then you submit the song and they release it for you underneath the Grimes AI and she splits royalties half and half with you.
Yeah. Do you think this is cool or it's kind of weird? Because how many AI generated Grimes songs are actually going to be big, do you think?
Well, that's actually a really valid point because there's also another article saying that they're really struggling to chart.
Oh.
Except for one song. It was called Cold Touch. It was by an Australian producer. She sung the song and then released it with Grimes. It's like a little like house dance track and it was really cool. But it was the first success story.
Wow. Of an AI song on the charts?
Yeah. So how it works is you have a singer-songwriter that creates a song. What you do is you record some vocals. So you sing your lyrics and then you upload it. And then it converts it to Grimes's voice.
Weird. How does it do that?
Because what they do is they get like all these little samples of all of Grimes's music, her talking, everything. And then it can then emulate that and create all the little sound waves one by one.
It's so crazy how far technology's gotten.
Right?
And like these AI songs actually sound good. Like you'd think they'd be sort of jagged because they're copying and pasting pretty much different parts of, I don't know, other songs. But like, if you didn't tell me it was AI generated, I wouldn't know. If I just heard that Beatles song in a Beatles playlist, I would think it came out years ago. I don't know all of their songs.
I have heard some AI songs that are made that haven't been massaged, mastered kind of thing. Yes. So there still needs to be a human in this process.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because if you don't, then you do get the little like weird pitchy sounds. So you just need to go through and like make it a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Mend it a little bit.
Yeah. It's like if you bake a cake, but don't mix anything.
Yeah.
Like it'll, you have all the ingredients there. It won't taste good.
No, you're just fry an egg in some flour.
Yeah. Like. You just need the person to just mix it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You still need the human touch.
In a way, it's really not impacting the music industry that much, if you really think about it.
Yeah, not really. Isn't this what, like, electronic music producers have been doing for years? But they're just using, like, voices this time?
Yes and no. So they actually can use AI as well to do that, too.
Wow.
So you can use AI to create stems from like old music and also just to create you random stems. You can just say like, I need this and then it produces something for you.
Why doesn't everyone just do that? Like, why are we still paying, you know, songwriters, producers?
Well, because if you think about it, it's missing the soul. It's missing the human emotions because an AI can't understand human emotions. They can't feel.
That's true. Like in the Beatles song, it had all the right words. It had the Beatles sound, but it was just missing that little bit of something behind it.
Yeah. Well, you say that though, but it was actually made made off of a demo that John Lennon recorded.
True that.
They had a video or like an audio recording of John Lennon at his piano playing it and singing along. Mm. And they were trying to make it into a song for ages, but they couldn't because they just couldn't separate the voice and the piano, but AI can. So AI separated it and that's how they were able to make it into a song.
Wow.
So it was a demo they recorded back when obviously all of them were alive and together. They just didn't release it. And then AI was able to separate it all. So they created all different stems and they can make it all together.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah. So stems for, in case you don't know what a stem is, do you want to explain what it is?
It's like when you get a song and you take every single instrument and every single voice and every single effect and you put it all into its own column. And then that's your song. So then you can play with every single part of the song. So like if you don't like the drums, you know, you can just take that hi-hat out and put something else in there. That's what stems are.
Yeah. I like to explain it kind of like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Could you get like the bread, the butter, etc. Yeah, you know what a sandwich is like. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's eating a sandwich. So some songwriters and producers and stuff are actually using AI voices to see how another artist would sound in a song that they're recording. So they can, like, they don't have to go through the hassle of actually getting them in and recording. They're just, like, putting their voice on it and being like, will that work? And seeing if it does.
That's mad.
I know. Like, skip the middleman. Imagine if they tried your voice and they chose someone else, though. They'd be like,
Well, you wouldn't know.
That's true. I'd release it. I'd release my hit list. Be like, you didn't make it.
David Guetta just releases this massive 30-page document of all the people that he rejected.
Yeah, I'd read it. That's his memoir.
Actually, I want to. I'd be curious. Do you reckon David Guetta uses AI? Surely, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like David Guetta maybe wouldn't be as inclined to do it. I feel like he'd be more like old school, whereas Calvin Harris, because those two have always been neck and neck. I feel like Calvin Harris would be the one that would do the AI and David Guetta would be the one to be like, no, I create everything myself.
I agree with that, actually. That's pretty accurate. Calvin's more like...
innovative?
Yeah. More with the times, I guess. And David Guetta, extremely successful at what he does. So why change it if it's not broke, you know?
Yeah, don't fix if it's not broke. I love that term.
Yeah, goes with a lot of things.
Exactly. Actually, I did have something to show you. So you know how you can create something with Grimes's AI? I've actually created something for the podcast and I want to play it.
I'm excited.
Hey, this is Grimes and you're listening to Kyan and Jane. Make sure to stream all of their episodes and tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. to hear the newest episodes right here on Kyan and Jane. Follow them on their social media.
That's so weird. I liked it. I wish there were more artist voices you could choose from.
There is. So there's like these, all these apps popping up where you can pay like a little service fee or like a subscription and you can just find like all these celebrities and just convert anything.
Wow.
Ariana Grande is a really, really popular one that's always used.
I've seen a lot of that on TikTok actually.
Like the beef, the fake beef videos where it's like Ariana granola bar, like...
Damn, Ariana granola bar, if you're seeing this pull up, you know I'll fucking drop you, bitch.
Drop me or drop a stinky bomb like you did in your leaked video.
Yeah.
And it's like, shut up, Flop Spice. Like, and like Ariana Grande is always the one that's like so aggressive. It's actually kind of scary. And to do with like AI songs, Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, you know, the guy that doesn't look like a human, looks like an alien, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him. He owns that company. They've created their own AI bot now that can make music.
The Facebook guy?
Yeah.
Why did he do that? Just for funsies?
Stay in your lane, bro.
Like, it was like, maybe we'll have streamers one day. I don't know. Jeez, like you've got, I don't know, it just doesn't go together. Facebook and making music AIs.
Yeah.
What's he gonna release? Maybe the next masterpiece.
Yeah. Actually, I also saw, so there's this popular streamer called iShowSpeed. He's like, all the like straight men love him. And also Kai Cenat. Those two, somebody AI generated them singing a song and they like sung a ballad and it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
I wish I've seen more of these AI things.
A lot of fandoms use them to like make, they like a certain part of the song, so they make a full version. I'm on the next level.
drop. Navis calling. Short dead or teeter don't put matter. What's the name?
They use AI to make a full version. Like, a really infamous one is the Drake AI.
Yeah.
Remember when that came out and everybody was going crazy for it because it sounded really good.
Mm.
But then Drake copyrighted it and, like, sued the guy.
Drake!
Seriously, dude, you're ruining all the fun.
Honestly.
Drake could have been, like, such a chill guy. He's already, like, baby girl and all that kind of stuff. Why can't he lean into this as well?
Yeah. That's what he did to that interviewer, Bobby.
Exactly. Like, you know how I just did that with Grimes' voice? Why can't I do that with Drake?
Right? I want to do it with Snoop Dogg's voice.
There's probably an AI, but, like, an official licensing one where you can produce a song and release it through them and get 50% of the revenue. If you think about it, it is such a smart business idea to do because Grimes doesn't have to do anything.
No.
They'll do all the work, but she gets 50% of the profit.
That's pretty good. And then the person who made it, 50% is probably a lot to them. So win-win.
Exactly. And if you think about it, then they get Grimes' name and Grimes' voice to go along with it.
Right, then they just collabed with Grimes.
Exactly. So not only is she doing a service, she's like helping people in their career and helping. And that's what she was speaking about. I was watching this interview with her and she was talking about that. She's like, oh yeah, I can help people get further in their career because I've always been about indie artists. That's how I started out. Mm. And she always used to make music live on stage and that was her thing for years. But obviously she stopped touring now that she's got a kid. But it's just so cool. Why can't more artists do that?
Yeah, and also for younger producers, sometimes it's really hard to find like the voice that you want because with Grimes, I feel like you have a certain music type if you're using Grimes' voice. Like, you're not going to make a country song with Grimes. She has a genre.
Yeah.
So for people who can't actually find that voice in real life to record and find a time, you just jump on there. Get it for free.
And then split the profits with a person. And also the way how Grimes has set it up is it's not actually connected to her official account. So she's got two Spotify accounts and two, like, on every single streaming service. They've got Grimes, which is all the music that she's written, produced, and sung herself. And then she's got Grimes AI, which is all the songs that's been AI produced.
Pretty cool. Two personas.
Exactly. And that's a passive income.
Yeah.
That's such a smart idea. I've been learning about passive income and it is the coolest thing ever. It's like how rich people be rich because they're just getting money without even having to do anything.
Yeah. Side hustles for days.
Fuck, I might start one. Not that anybody will use it, but I might start one.
Do you think that if everyone started, like, all the big artists gave away their voices, we'd just lose singers in general? Because we'd have all these voices we can choose from and make good music with, that singers wouldn't really be a thing anymore, or even like concerts? Would they just be light shows now?
That's a really good point. It reminds me of when you said the concerts and light shows, that reminds me of that Hatsune Miku girl, that really famous Japan Vocaloid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's been around for like years though.
Yeah.
But maybe that was like the start of it, maybe. That's a really good point to bring up because I didn't even think about that. But then you can argue it doesn't really have the emotion of a human. But then if a person already has to sing it for then it to be confirmed, turned over to another person's voice, then that's their emotion.
Yeah. A human singing it with emotion, AI's just taking that. It doesn't know about emotion.
It's but just it's changing, like, the pitch.
Yeah. So singers, watch out. You better pick up an instrument and start learning.
And actually, one of the biggest record companies in the world was talking about that and they're saying they're keeping a very close eye on it. Because obviously, being a record company, you're going to be scared of that.
Yeah, take your whole business down.
Yeah.
Would celebrities not even be celebrities anymore because they'd be so accessible? Like, it'd just kill all of their wealth, really. If everyone made a song and...
Not really, though. Because they're still getting income.
I don't know. It feels like it's just another way for technology to bring something else to, like, a weird sort of halt.
Yeah.
I thought that about electronic music as well, though. I thought, like, why wouldn't everyone want to be in a band? Like, that's so cool, playing real instruments on stage. And then everyone started liking EDM, DJ sort of music, and it's like, oh, okay, this is the way now, and now we don't even need singers.
That's a really, like, that's really stumped me, that question, because I don't know. And maybe that's why there's not more artists doing it.
Yeah. Is it like your, intellectual property?
So like copywriting kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's where it kind of gets fuzzy, because how are you going to be able to enforce copyright on something that you don't have control of? And that's why Grimes, if you want to produce music, you've got to do it through her website.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, that's how they'd get you still. You'd have to go through their personal something.
Exactly. And as well, it has to be approved. So like they've got to approve it. So you can't just have her saying something racist and, you know, to try and destroy her career.
Yeah, true.
Which actually people try and do with AI. And that's also scary as well, because somebody that's jealous of you can use all these little recordings of your voice and then use it to make you sound like you're being a horrible human.
Yeah, that's like scammers, what they do. If you say like yes or whatever on the phone, they use it against you to say you signed something.
That's scary.
Do we just stop talking? Who do we trust? I don't trust anyone, not even the birds.
We both just looked outside the window.
In case.
There's one with like a camera. No, honestly, that is actually so scary. If you like really think about it, because I was thinking, oh yeah, it's sick, like more creatives can express themselves and stuff like that. But then they can then the original singers can still release their music. But then when you said it might oversaturate the market and then kind of destroy it in a way, I feel like I'm back in the middle, because I was really for it. And now I'm kind of like, oh, because I would much prefer, I don't think that's English, the right grammar, but anyways, I would very much prefer, I feel like that sounds better, to listen to an actual singer sing, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If I'm going to listen to a SZA song, I don't want her AI. I want her actual voice.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, imagine listening to a robot Adele, but you know that it's Adele AI, but it's not Adele, you know?
And then it also takes away their unique vocal color.
Yeah, and any, like, improv sort of things they can do.
Well, maybe that's how they keep it individual, because if you really think about it, another singer that's going to sing into this AI thing doesn't have the same vocal style and color and tonality that the original singer does. So let's say, right, if I go and sing into an Adele AI, I certainly do not have the vocal power, range, color of Adele's voice. So the AI is not going to sound like, it's not going to have the same range and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it'll never be the same.
So maybe that's how they keep it.
Yeah. They'll probably always keep it like the Audi version, just so it doesn't rise.
Yeah. There's got to be a point when you control it.
Yeah.
But how? How do you enforce that?
Because you can't really have them saying like their stage name every 10 seconds during the song or something. And you can't put anything visual up.
It's really stumped me here.
Yeah, I've stumped myself here.
Seeming as we're stumped, how about I go over some more things that's in this article that I've seen? So we've spoken about how it's able to separate different wavelengths and stuff like that and create stems. It can also, there's these little things where you can write just like a little description of like what you kind of want for like a beat. And then it gives you like 12 to 13 seconds. And people use that as inspo. So there's one called Song Starter. It's by BandLab. It generates an instrumental based on specific lyrics and emojis.
I like that emojis are in there.
Right? We should find like the most obscure emojis and try and make one.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can just... I just want to test her. I just want to see if I can write something. What kind of style do we want? So you have urban, pop, EDM, pop, EDM, urban, meme, classical, Christmas, 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 Christmas. Christmas. Let's go with... Let's go with that one. Singer, so you can get... I've got the lyrics here. So now I'm generating the song. I just have to log in. This is scary though, like that I can just make a song on my phone with just like lyrics that I've just made up from an AI bot. Oh, it's making it. It's making it. So you can only do one sentence at a time, apparently. So this website also does real-time AI voice changer, so you can like have it on and just talk as a different voice. They also do custom soundboards that are AI generated, and they have over 1,000 different voices you can use. And you can create your own voice in there. You can upload your own voice.
Wow. People just talking like you?
Yeah, like, oh my God. Okay, so we have it here. This is the song that I got AI to make. I actually can't even play the full thing. You know what? That's what I get for using a free AI service. That was not even legible. So Move Your Body by Amy.
Damn, what a hit. It's really good. Put that on SoundCloud. Oh my God.
Okay, so maybe all generators aren't good.
Yeah. You know?
So maybe that's where you keep it.
That's Kanye's next move. He'll have an AI warehouse.
I could see him having an AI generator. Like, he splits the profits.
Yeah, he would. Or would he?
Which artist do you think would and wouldn't? Obviously Drake wouldn't, because he's a fucking bitch. He'd ruin everything. The Weeknd wouldn't either, because he also sued.
Ed Sheeran?
I don't think he would.
I don't think he would.
Adele wouldn't. She doesn't even like TikTok.
TikTok who?
I'm like, okay, give it the time, bitch. No, I'm kidding.
What about bands? The few that are still around. Do you think they will do any AI? Or if a band member leaves, will they just use a robot?
They should have done that with Fergie and Black Eyed Peas. Just saying.
Just stating facts.
There's still time.
There is. It's never too late.
Exactly. Just give Fergie the profits.
Yeah. I'm happy with that if you guys
Me
are.
Me too. I could see Dua Lipa using it.
Because she got into the whole TikTok meme of herself.
Yeah.
So I feel like she would.
I don't think Miley Cyrus would.
Nah. But that'd be hard to do with AI because she's so raw.
Yeah, her voice is so hard to emulate because it's got so much vocal fry because she's fucked her vocal cords. Literally. No journey anyways. Do you reckon older artists like Dolly Parton?
Oh my God, Elton John's going to have an album out soon.
Elton John.
Yeah, I think older artists would be more inclined to do it because they wouldn't want to work. Like, the fuck?
Well, not even that, but just like being able to keep their music and to keep their legacy continuing for generations to come.
Yeah.
Like, imagine in 20 years from now, a Dolly Parton song dropping. She's probably not going to be alive.
It's like the Beatles song dropping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, how sick would that be?
Pretty cool. Who else?
I feel like Katy Perry would definitely do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She is a robot.
Beyonce wouldn't.
But she's queen of the Illuminati as well, so she's got a bit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Jay-Z would either. Oh, no. Yeah. Jay-Z's like a businessman, so I could see him doing it, and he would have like the distribution laws and stuff like that, but I think his wouldn't be 50-50. I think it would be a lot 70-30, like 70% definitely him, 30% you.
Has Jay-Z done much in the last few years?
I got no idea. Besides, like, destroy people's lives? I don't know.
True that.
And scam people. I really like the idea of using AI for, like, dead people, like, using their AI to then transform their demos. Like, you know, Juice WRLD released 2 albums after he died.
Yeah, Mac Miller was like that as well.
Yeah, like doing that, I feel like that's fine. As long as you're respectful. This is the thing.
Yeah.
You need to be respectful and you need to stay true to their sound. You can't just go and put them on something that they would not normally do.
Yeah, like stick to what they were going for in the recording.
Yeah, and obviously have permission from their family and their estate and stuff like that.
Yeah, it makes me want to write a song, but like, using someone good's voice.
Not that lady.
No, I don't know what that was.
But how cool was the Grimes thing? I'll play it one more time because I like it. And I think it's so fucking cool that you can produce something like that. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, this is Grimes and you're listening to Kyan and Jane. Make sure to stream all of the episodes and tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. to hear the newest episodes. Right here on Kyan and Jane. Follow them on their social media.
So, like, when I said the second part of saying Kyan and Jade, I think it sounded more like her. But I've noticed she kind of talks like this. Like, she doesn't really pronounce a lot of her words properly.
Yeah.
She talks with her tongue, like, between her teeth. And that really encapsulates that. That's sick.
Yeah. Imagine if we were, like, really good singer.
Yeah, like imagine if we could actually sing.
Yeah, or mimic. You don't need to sing to mimic.
Yeah.
We'll release a song one day.
Yeah.
Through AI.
Yeah.
We're really good.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of
Kyan and Jay.
Yep.
Yep.
And we will see you next week. And don't forget, as Graham said, tune in every Friday at 10 a.m.
Gospel now.
Yeah, Grimes, it was actually, it was Graham's AI. For copyright and for legal purposes, it wasn't real.
But it was.
Yeah. Follow us on our social media, Kyan and Jade Podcast, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
X.
Or X. Fucking Elon Musk.
Bye.